This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. House Bill 77, the controversial bill that deals with land and water use permits, is dead in the water. State Senator Kathy Geisel, an Anchorage Republican, is chair of the Senate Resources Committee. In a prepared statement issued late yesterday, she said she's decided to hold the bill in committee indefinitely. Geisel says she received more than 1,500 letters, resolutions, and petitions, both for and against the bill. The state had said the bill would expand the authority of the Department of Natural Resources to issue general permits, streamlining the permitting process and helping clear up a backlog of permit applications. Critics said the bill limited public participation in resource management decision-making and took water reservations for fish habitat, for instance, out of the hands of anyone but the state. Royal Dutch Shell and its subcontractor, Edison Schuest, didn't give enough thought to the risk of towing an unpropelled drill rig through the Gulf of Alaska during a winter storm. That's according to a U.S. Coast Guard investigation into the grounding of Shell's Kulik drill rig on New Year's Eve in 2012. The Coast Guard says Shell executives believed they could dodge a multi-million-dollar state tax bill if they moved the rig out of Alaska before the start of the new year. The Kulik's crash into an island near Kodiak reportedly cost Shell more than $90 million. In a prepared statement, Shell spokesperson Megan Baldino said Shell has already made changes based on its internal review of 2012 operations and will compare those against the U.S. Coast Guard report and other agency recommendations. State representatives today will vote on a sprawling education bill that deals with everything from school budgets to teacher tenure to the establishment of charter schools. As APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports, some of the biggest fights are expected to center around the education funding formula.
On Wednesday, it took the House Finance Committee about 6 hours to work through more than 20 amendments that members wanted to make to the legislation. There were split votes, a good bit of sniping, and multiple apologies before the group finally moved the bill out of committee that evening. The process is not expected to be any easier once the bill hits the floor. At a press conference on Thursday, the Democratic minority explained that their major concern is that an increase to the base student allocation, the amount of money a school gets per student enrolled, does not go far enough. Here's Representative Les Guerra of Anchorage.
We've faced 3 years of cuts in the past. This extends 3 more years of cuts. Cuts this coming year, and then bigger cuts the following 2 years when the base student allocation gets smaller.
The House Finance version of the bill spends an extra $225 million on per-pupil funding over the course of 3 years. But some of that could cancel out because of a loss of $25 million in one-time funding. Governor Sean Parnell's proposal adds just over $100 million to that pot of money over the same period of time. Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks says neither of those figures are enough to prevent layoffs in the state's biggest school districts.
I think, you know, if you ask them if they take a poke in the eye or a kick in the backside, they'll take whatever they can get over nothing.
The Democrats' proposal costs about $450 million over 3 years. But Republicans in the majority are concerned that a bigger increase than what they are offering could put serious pressure on future budgets. Representative Mia Costello of Anchorage told reporters on Thursday that education is being treated as an exception as other state agencies are being told to keep their budgets flat.
We are still prioritizing education while the rest of state government we are cutting. We've been cutting operating budget of state government so that we can continue to fund education increases.
Costello also argued that their proposal gives an extra boost to urban schools, where 80% of Alaska students are enrolled. The House Finance Committee did this by adjusting the education funding formula to weigh the state's larger schools more generously. The existing funding formula gives rural schools extra funds because costs in remote areas are higher. The House is expected to debate the bill at the same time a citizens group made of parents will be rallying for more education funding on the Capitol steps. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.